Listen up, folks, and I'll tell you some tales of the Duchess of York and the Prince of Wales and a queen who is stoic and lion-hearted. I'll tell you how the whole thing started. In April of 1926, a date we recall with some affection, a child was born in Mayfair Town, delivered by cesarean section. They named her Elizabeth Alexandra. The nation cheered when they heard of her birth. Her mom was Helena Bonham Carter. Her father was Colin Firth. Her sister was Margaret, and she was related to good King Edward, who abdicated. She married Prince Philip, and then, wham bam, she had two kids named Charles and Anne, and she became queen, and the nation rejoiced, and the queen gave birth to a couple more boys. One was Andrew, and one was Ed. Now here's where things get complicated. Charles wed Diana, Andrew wed Fergie, Charles got divorced, Ed married Sophie. Anne's dog killed the queen's pet corgi. The queen mother's buddy was backstairs Billy. Then Ed made a game show for TV, in which the royal family knocked themselves out for charity. I forgot to mention, after Charles got married, two princes were born named William and Harry. Anne became famous for getting divorced and getting kidnapped and riding a horse. Prince Philip was charming and witty and wise. He called the Chinese slitty eyes. And the tabloids weren't showing no mercy when Andrew announced he was finished with Fergie. It looked like things couldn't get more dire. Then Fergie went topless and the castle caught fire. And the queen said she was fed up with all this and called it annus horribilis. Then, one sad day, Diana died. The nation grieved. The country cried. The people wept and searched their souls. And Charles wed Camilla Parker Bowles. Throughout all the insanity, the queen is like a rock on a stormy sea. From jubilee to jubilee, the queen's speech on the BBC is a lesson in quiet dignity, a lesson in grace, a lesson in patience, till she passes the torch to a new generation. A new generation to rule and reign, a new generation to lead us again. A new generation, a torch they will carry. I'm talking, of course, of Prince William and Harry. Harry is an action man, served on the front line in Afghanistan, caused a stir in the paparazzi when he went to a party dressed as a Nazi. He's cheeky and feisty and ginger and brave, and he's got a girlfriend named Chelsea Dave. And then there's William, the heir presumptive, proposed to Kate and she said yes. She was smart, she was regal, but more important than that, she looked fantastic in a see-through dress. The wedding of this boy and girl will be broadcast live throughout the world, from country to country, across every border, with party supplies bought by mail order. The wedding will be a wonderful drama. Tony Blair is not invited, nor is Obama. But the bells will be ringing, going clang clang, as Kate's uncle arrives from Maison de Bang Bang. The royal wedding will be a big deal as William and Kate get hitched for real. Our throats will get lumpy, our hearts will be aching, for this is history in the making. One day they'll give birth to a royal kid who will do the same thing that his grandparents did. When Elizabeth is one day gone, the House of Windsor will carry on and on and on and on and on. I'm sorry this poem is a little bit rambly, but that, in a nutshell, is the royal family.
Excellent. Adam Long. Thank you so much. Founding member of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.